Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome to our regular segment with Auckland Council. Each week we talk to a councillor about local issues in Tāmaki Makaurau. This week is Councillor Pippa Coombe, and the theme is the $32 billion long-term budget plan that the Auckland Council released this week. So every 3 years, the council comes up with a new 10-year long-term plan, and submissions closed in March, which felt like yesterday. And the plan was released this week with the focus on COVID recovery, climate change, transport and housing. So I started off by asking Pippa what the response has been to the plan that was just announced.
Yeah, so the long-term plan, or also known as our recovery budget, is the budget for the next 10 years. And it's a, you know, there's a lot in it, but essentially it's $32 billion worth of investment in Auckland. And the reaction, I mean, as you always find with these things, when it's about council finances, that you have a whole range of opinions. But generally, you know, from the feedback that we got on the consultation, there's broad support, and around the council table there was very strong support, including from the 20 of the 21 local boards supported what was passed. So that was really good. And then, of course, you know, you do, you know, with a rates rise, you get a bit of a pushback on that too. So I've had about 600 spam emails from people, I think, who've misunderstood some of the information or been misled, who've been saying that they think the budget's a disgrace. But they've done that on the basis they think the rates rise is 43% rather than 5%, a one-off 5%.
There's a big difference between 5% and 43% increase, isn't there?
Yeah, well, if you kind of try and, you know, look at it over 10 years, you could hypothetically say if you had a one-off 5% and then 3.5% in the subsequent years, yes, that might be that you've ended up paying 43% over 10 years. But that's kind of like trying to figure out how much your house is going to increase in value in 10 years. There's so many variables. You don't know what inflation is going to be. You don't know what future council is going to vote. I mean, every 3 years, the long-term budget's up for review. So it doesn't really, it's not really a number for people to get excited about. It's you know, 5% next year is far more relevant and what people should look at. And when you compare that to other councils, Auckland is one of the smallest increases. I mean, across the country, you've got, I think, you know, Wellington looking at sort of 16%, you know, Tauranga, Canterbury, all in sort of double digits.
When was the last rates rise like this?
Well, every year the rates are struck.
Yeah.
So we have been looking at 3.5%. It was going to be the increase, but looking at the overall package of investment, if we hadn't put it up to 5%, there was a whole lot of things that couldn't happen. And I guess that's what's counterintuitive. Those councillors who voted against the one-off 5% still voted for the package of investment. So they still want, you know, their community centres to be upgraded. They still want public transport to their areas. They still want, you know, community facilities to be invested in. So, you know, it's kind of, there's a bit of politics in that.
$32 billion for a 10-year long-term plan or budget. Without context, $32 billion sounds like quite a big random number, but I'd like to put some context behind it. I believe the last 10-year budget released in 2018 was around the $26 billion mark.
Yeah.
Is this the biggest budget that has been released, or where do these numbers sit comparatively with the past?
Well, absolutely, because there's a whole lot of factors that are challenging Auckland and which requiring this investment. So, you know, the big ones, of course, are growth. We've had this massive growth, and previous councils didn't really plan for that growth. They didn't invest in, say, the stormwater networks and the reticulation and what's needed for new housing. So we're playing catch up with that.
Mm.
Also, transport, you know, with growth, we need far more investment in public transport. And then just, having budget to spend on the environment and responding to climate change. Yeah, that's really important too. So we've lifted that investment as well as renewals of community assets. So you think across the region, we've got thousands of, you know, libraries, community centres, community halls. They all have to be maintained, looked after, have an operational budget, but as well they need to be restored. You know, there needs to be new facilities and new areas. So, you know, all of that growth needs to be responded to, needs to be invested in.
Yeah, if you were to pick out a few key points from this budget that might be different to previous ones or is quite significant in this budget, what are some of those key points that you would pick out?
Well, I guess for me, a significant thing of the budget is, although it's quite small, it's the first time that we've actually had a ring-fenced budget for climate action. So there's a whole lot of work that we're going to do that's about implementing our climate plan, Auckland's climate plan. It's called Te Tauruki a Tawhiri. And that's the first time. So we went out for consultation on that, and that got really strong support. So I'm really, you know, thrilled that that's been supported. There's also, we have a water quality targeted rate that is funding a lot of the separation work that's happening, say, in Eastern Bays. You know, like in Hobson Bay, there's been issues of you still have sewage going into the harbour.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring forward that work because that was supported, that we extend that targeted rate and increase it, align it with the 5%. And just kind of the investment too in transport and housing is also significant. So, I mean, I think this is, you know, there's always things that you want in there, but I think as a package, this is a really good place to land, especially when you think it's about recovery and that council has got, we were projecting to have $1 billion less revenue. That's now shifted to about $750 million over 10 years. I mean, that's a massive gap. So how do we fill that gap, continue to invest and recover from the pandemic? You know, that's what we're grappling with, with this budget.
Now, just from an observational point of view, there doesn't seem to have been that much engagement with the release of the budget in the media over the past week. Mm. Are people engaged?
Well, I guess there's kind of a few steps. You had the engagement, which was over the draft, and that finished in March. So we had about 20,000, I think, pieces of feedback on the budget, and there were a whole lot of other channels that were used in terms of engaging. And what we did sort of ramped up, that happened, there was a Colmar Brunton survey as well, which surveyed 4,000 people across Auckland, which is really representative to try and get far broader views, because what you find with formal consultations, it's often the same demographic who will respond, and they kind of skew the results, and they're often wealthier Pākehā homeowners. So this time we had a much broader view of what the views were across Auckland. And then, so that engagement, I think, you know, council engagements go, probably got fair coverage. At this step, we have, although we've passed the budget, it means it can go to the auditors, get checked, and then it actually comes back to us to be formally passed in June.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, I guess, when there'll be more publicity, because that's when the rates get struck from 1st July and you have a new budget.
Right.
So that's probably why, I mean, there's some other good things in the budget, like we're getting rid of library fines for overdue books, cool. Which is just fantastic. And that's going to have a whole, you know, open up the library to a whole community of people who stopped going, you know, maybe for a whole lot of reasons because they had a fine. But that publicity is not really going to ramp up because it won't start till the 1st of July. But I think you're going to, because this is really leading the way in what libraries are doing around the world, and there's going to be a massive campaign around Welcome Back to the Library. And, you know, it's just a bit too soon to start that. You know, that won't really start for another month.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'll keep my eyes and ears open.
Yeah, well, that will be a good one.
That was Chair of Waitemata Local Board, Councillor Pippa Coombe.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.